Blog Talk Radio.
To the Healing Light Show. We're going to go ahead and dive right into the radio show today. Today is God's Love for You. We're going to be talking about what God's love is for you. Today is Saturday, January the 19th, 2013. yesterday we had a situation with the time frame on the show, and I forgot about the time frame. I thought it was 10 o'clock, and it was 9:30, so I didn't get to do the show right off then, so I changed it over to today, and I was home and everything, so I could do the show today. But like I said, I was going to talk about God's love for you, what type of love he has for you. And I'm going to get right into the daily word for today. And like I said, a lot of these daily word things, it might sound the same, it might be the same, but just whatever God touches me for that day or for that radio show, what I should, you know, what daily word I should use. A lot of folks, they just use daily words, you know, for that day. There's actually one for each day. But I actually go by divine flow, so it's a little different. I don't kind of go by what man tells me to do. I go by what I feel to put on my shows. So this one here is for today. I am in the flow of divine order. Nature reminds me that there is a season for everything. Bright red, yellow apples began to compact buds for potential, unfolding into beautiful springtime blossoms, and then mature into lustrous nutrition fruit already for harvest. Each stage of these apples developed was ordinary, essential, and fulfillment. Order is also active in our life and inspire with ideas that follow the ordinary path towards fulfillment. I give my ideas time to develop, nourish them with thought and consideration, and then take constructive action. I seek God's guidance to align my efforts with divine order of the creative process. I experience divinely ordered flow as I grow in my spiritual understanding. So this here is basically the same one we had last week. I think it was last, no, it was Thursday, I'm thinking. But anyway, it's talking about, God's keep on talking about divine flow. Stay in divine flow. There's times that we think that things is going very bad, that we're off our path. Excuse me, my voice is messing up. That we're off our path, and we think that we're out of divine flow, but the whole time we're actually in flow with God. Because a lot of times there's, you know, bad things that we've got to go through to actually, you know, to actually get on our path, to move things away from us where we can go forward towards the path that God has written for us. I was listening to a minister the other day on YouTube, and he was talking about how God prunes your limbs in your life where you can grow. It's like when you get a rose bush, you prune the limbs where more bushes or more flowers can grow on your rose bush. If those limbs is not pruned off of you, or the things that's holding you down ain't pruned off of you, you cannot grow. That's why everything is for a season in your life. You're constantly changing. You're constantly evolving in your life. And it's got to be pruned where you can grow. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what that's talking about. When you're evolving on your spiritual path, a lot of times when you're getting pruned, and a lot of times when you're getting pruned, you don't really like it because, you know, it's hard to get rid of old habits and old systems that you're used to because you're comfortable in those systems and you don't want to get away from them. You're so comfortable with the people. You're so comfortable with the lifestyle. You're so comfortable with that. But God knows that if you get too comfortable, you cannot grow. You can't spiritually grow. You're kind of, you know, stagnant in your growth. But you've got to get rid of that. You got to shed those clothes and go on higher for the higher part of your life that you need to get to. Each part of your life is to learn you where you can learn that certain part in your life to get you up to a higher part on your path. Because if you can't get up to your higher part in your path, it's stunning your growth. So God can, you know, prune you, cut those things off of you that you don't really need where you can grow. So a lot of times we think we're going through hard times, and the hard times is just God pruning the bad things off of our lives where we can go on further down our path. But that's what I'm going to talk about with that today. And a little something I found in the scriptures about God's love for you. And let's see. Luke 12, verse 22, Jesus talks about this. It says, "Do not worry." Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barns. Yet God feeds them, and how much more value are you than the birds? Who of you, by worrying a single hour of his life, since you cannot do the very little thing, why do you worry about this? Then rest. Consider the lilies of the grove. They do not labor or spin. Yeah, I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. He's talking about the flowers in the field. Even Solomon with all his beautiful robes was not dressed like God has made the flowers. If that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith, and you do not set your heart on what you will eat and drink? Do not worry about it, for the pagans world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide treasures for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where the thieves come near and no moths can destroy. For where the treasures are, your heart will be also. So what he's saying there, he says, store your treasures not in your bank account, not in your garage, not in all your closets, all your clothes you collect. Store your treasures in heaven, because in heaven is where no thieves can come and attack, and the moths and the bugs cannot eat it up. So what he's saying is store your heavenly gifts, you know, all the things that you do, like giving to the poor and the needy and all that, because God will give you as you act towards him, or as you act like him. So if you're storing all this stuff up, you're not really acting as if you're a God's child, because you're too busy thinking like the world is about me, 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 me. Everything's about me. So when you take away the me and add in the we, then God starts acting, and you start storing things in heaven as you give and you act like him. And that's a lot of our problems. That's what we're taught on TV. That's what we're taught on the radio. That's what we're taught everywhere, is that you need this, you need that. We could do this for you. It's always you, 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 you. But it's not a you thing. We're not created. We created to house. I've heard this from a minister who was talking about it. We was built to house the divine presence. So God housed within us, the Holy Spirit housed within us, is not about himself. He never has been about himself. He's about all. So we house the Holy Spirit within us, and we act as a child of God. We worry about everybody. We worry about our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors. And when we act as God, and we're in God's favor like that, God starts blessing us. God starts blessing us, and our storehouse in heaven starts stacking up of all the blessings that we start accumulating in heaven. And when we do that, when we need things, when things financially, we need financial gifts, God has given it to us. We don't have to worry about storing all this up, and we need big bank accounts, because when we need it, God automatically gives that to us. So that's what it means by storing in a storehouse, is that our blessings are stored there. And then when it's needed at the right time, that God's going to give us, you know, five limousines and all that, is that when we need this, when we really need this, God will give that to us. But if we've never stored anything in the storehouse of God, acted like God, and tried to help other folks out, there's no blessings up there. There's no blessings up there, because we've never even tried to help anybody out. We're all about us, so we do have to worry about going to stores and collecting all this money. And then when the money goes, you have nothing. You have nothing, because you store nothing with God, And plus, you thought all about yourself all the time. And when that's gone, it's gone. But with God, it's never gone. When you're storing up blessings in heaven, it keeps on stacking up, and God keeps on giving back what you're giving to His children. So that's kind of what that's talking about there. And it's also talking about, you know, God clothes the flowers and the ravens and helps the ravens out, and they don't really do like humans. They don't worry about things like humans do. God automatically, He automatically gives these beings or these creatures what they need because they trust in nothing but God. They don't trust in their work. They don't trust in the government. They don't trust in that. They trust in divine guidance. They trust in divine favor. That's what they trust in. That's the only thing they have to trust in. And God, you know, pans out. If there's nothing, you know, growing, He puts in the humans' minds, in our minds, to put out birds to feed, and we feed them. So God worked through us. He worked through the plants. He's worked through the trees. He works through everything. And a lot of folks say, you know, when God is working, He's working through human people too. It's like when we need something done, He'll bring one of our friends or buddies or one of our neighbors to help us because He's in everything. He's in everything. But it's up to us to look within ourselves to find Him. Ask for the Holy Spirit to open that up. A lot of people says, well, God is within me, and I don't need anything. God is within you, but He's locked up. That's why God sent Christ, spiritual enlightened beings, to give us the Holy Spirit to awaken that where we could see it. Yeah, He's within us in a storage compartment, and He's like banging on the walls, let me out, let me out. I want to live through you. But He cannot live through you until the Holy Spirit has opened this up. Biblical scriptures, you can even go to India, they even talk about that. And it's not even a Christian religion. But you've got to have the Holy Spirit to open this up. And I've actually talked to a bunch of folks about that. And it's not, it's just something I've actually stepped into. I've stepped into this, and I've stepped into learning this. There's things a couple years ago I didn't know. But on my spiritual path, I've grown. I've saw the truth. The truth has been revealed to me a little bit at a time. And that's how you will be on your spiritual path. You only know so much as you need to know at that time. Then all of a sudden, God will awaken you to other truths. You'll think you know something from then for right there, but you got to know when you came down here from the divine body, you came into a body that everything was cut off. Everything was cut off. You came here to experience for God. You was like, Father, I will come down here to experience, and I will find myself as a divine son of yours. So put me down here, and I will find myself no matter what. So that's what you did. So when you came into this body, you was cut off from everything. I mean, you still connected in a way. I mean, don't get me wrong, you was connected in a way, but your knowledge is gone. And as you go down your path, you find more knowledge. You find more things about your sonship or your daughtership to God. And I'm no different than y'all. I'm finding more information out about divine. And a lot of my Christian faith from back when I was a kid has been opening up in front of me, like what it's really meaning. And a lot of the things I've been taught, what that is not true, and some of the things that I was taught is really true. So it's a growth process. You'll see me grow on this radio show. You'll see growth within me too, and you'll have growth within you. The knowledge that I pick up and I collect, I will share with you. And with the healings that goes on this radio show, you'll be touched by that too, because God touches people through the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit will touch through me to you and through you to other folks. That's what's so amazing. It's so amazing how the Holy Spirit will touch everybody. And I really pray that, you know, He really helps people with this show and really touches people. But I'm going to touch a little bit more on God's love. God loves you so much that He will do anything to awaken you. He will do anything to awaken you. No matter what it is, he will do anything. He's like a little child on a, I'll say on a bike. It's waiting for his dad to come or his mom, dad to come. He's like sitting there, but he's your dad. He's just very happy. He's like in the Bible, was talking about the father letting the son that went and blowed off his inheritance, and when the son came back to the father, he thought his father would really hate him. Like, go away, you blew your inheritance. No, the father was waiting at the gate with open arms saying, son, come to me. I love you. I'll do what I can for you. I know you let me down, but I still have that love for you. That's the way God is for you. He's sitting there with open arms. He's waiting for you to come. But you've denied him for all these years, but he's still there. And a lot of these religions, you know, they talk to you, oh, God don't like you, and you got to get on your knees and this and that. You don't have to do that. Just ask him. But you've got to have an open heart. You've got to be speaking with truth when you're doing that. But he does love you, and he is waiting with open arms. He is waiting with open arms. And let's never forget about that. That he is there. He's always waiting on you. And that's one thing I like to touch in on this show is always talk to God, build that communication up with God. He's there with you. He's everywhere, so you don't have to go to the closet. They tell you to go in the closet, build that little connection with God. And that's kind of like you're cut away from everything. But you can do that anywhere. You can do that in your car. You can do it going down the road. You know, in your car, you can, while you're at your workplace, speak to God in your mind. He hears you no matter what. So no matter what, he's there. And I've actually had the experience the divine presence one time during a meditation I was doing. And I couldn't tell you exactly where because I've had so many spiritual practices and meditations in my time that I couldn't tell you exactly where, but I will never forget that experience. It was an amount of love that fills your heart, that it just bubbles up. I mean, the love is more than your body can handle at times. That's how much he loves you. It's just like abundance of love is just flowing through you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you more than any human can love you. It's abundance of love. Just get that in your heart. Just listen to the words I'm saying. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Very, very, very much. No matter what you've heard, who've told you what, he loves you so much. He's waiting for you to ask him to come within you and open you up to where he can reveal himself to you. He's waiting. So that's a little bit about God's love. And I want to go ahead and say a prayer right quick to everybody that's listening to the show today. It may be podcast, it may be live. I'm not sure how you're listening to this show, but I'd like everybody to bow their heads at this time. Divine Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for your love, that you love us so very much. Ask your love to fill us at this time, Lord Jesus. I'll ask you to fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit this time in Jesus' name. I ask you to flow right now into each and every one that's listening to this show. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts. I thank you for this, Holy Spirit. I thank you for this, Father. Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. Love you, Father, with all my heart, with all my will. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this, Holy Spirit, filling our hearts. Open, to see your hearts opening up, everybody that's listening to the show. See your hearts opening. See the Holy Spirit. If you see the Spirit as fire, as it did in the Bible, or you can see it as doves, however you want to see it, just see the Holy Spirit filling your heart. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come to our hearts. We're asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Divine Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch each and everybody that's listening to this show today. Reveal your love within them this week. I ask you to heal everybody every single person's listening to this show to whatever medical situation they're having, ask you to heal their neck problems, their arm problems, their stomach problems, ask you to heal their vision, ask you to heal their family problems, ask you to send the Holy Spirit within the family and just correct the whole family situation. If there's any negativity, any demonic stuff or negative stuff going on in their family, I ask you to cast it out, put your love over these folks. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you in Jesus' name. I want you to cover each and everybody's families. Listen to this with your love and let them feel your love within their hearts. No matter what type of negativity, any type of depression, I ask you to lift this off and fill them with your love. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask you to watch us through this week. Guide us in our correct path that we need to be. We ask you to prune the arms on our path that we don't need at this time. Prune those arms, cut those bad parts off of us where we can grow. We thank you in Jesus' name. And I would like to thank you for all the blessings that you have already gave us. And thank you for many blessings that you will give us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This week, I really hope that, you know, and pray that there's so many miracles that's going to happen in your life. And I want to ask each and every one of y'all, if y'all have listened to one of these radio shows and you've had a miracle or a blessing happen to you and your family, I ask you to put a comment on the Healing Light show or the Healing Light page on Facebook. Just go on there and put a comment on there. Or you can also go to Stan Jr. on Facebook and leave a comment. And if you go to the Healing Light page, just like the page and put your little comment there. I really appreciate it. And if you can, share the show with other folks. I mean, if you know anybody who wants to listen to the show, when you go to the show and you see the telephone number on there, just write it down. And they can listen to it on the phone if they like to. But they can only listen to it on the phone as it's playing when it's being broadcast. They can't get an iPod. You only can do that online. But I want to really thank you all for joining the show today. And hope I'll see y'all on or y'all join me on the radio show next Thursday, and just check on the web page for the next new show and what it's going to be about. I'm pretty sure that God's going to lead me to do a great show next week too. Sorry about Friday. My computer is a little funny from time to time, and I've got to bear with it, but. Like I said, today was a great show, and God really brought a lot out in this show, and I hope it helped y'all. I say God bless every one of y'all, and y'all have a great week. See y'all next week. ¶¶